So the Torah should be this refuah.
Amen.
Moshe is there.
Then
okay, so shalom aleichem everybody. Nice to be back on schedule. So we've arrived this week, the beginning of Chodesh Elul, at Parsha Shoftim. So one of the mitzvahs mentioned in this week's Parsha is the one of the topics covered is the Parsha of appointing a man. Am Yisrael appointing a man. So the prophet tells us, the sovereign of the Orient, when we arrive in Eretz Yisrael, Asher Hashem Elokeinu from Lithino, the Rishon of Yashav Tovo, for Marko, and you will say, Ofsima Olai Melech, Mechol Agoyim Asher Tzvi Voito. You will say, I will appoint over myself a king, like all the nations that are around me. Then the next prophet reads, but on the sheet, so in Tzvi Molech Melech, you can or should appoint a king. Now, as I'm sure is ticking over in everybody's mind, these psukim can be read in two ways. If it's v'amarko, if you say, but I wish to appoint the king, then soim kosmo lecha melech, you are permitted to appoint a king. In other words, a type of rishut. If you so wish to do so, you may do so. Or if it's you will say, indeed you should appoint the man. Now which one of those is it? Is it a type of reshut? Or is it a command? Is it a mitzvah? So actually, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the place where the dinner was melech and tzikah, it's a machloket tanoim about this point. So that is a little Rabbi Huda I mean. So Rabbi Huda says, Shalosh mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael b'kinusos la'aretz. There's three mitzvot that Am Yisrael are commanded when they come in to Eretz Yisrael. L'hamit lohem melech, one to appoint the king, so it's a mitzvah. U'lahakarit darish al amolik, to destroy their amolik. It's also a mitzvah, but then it's lohem beis ha-bechira, and to build the beis ha-mikdash. There's three mitzvot which are put together. To appoint the king, to get rid of amolik, and to build the beis ha-mikdash. Rabbi Noi Roy, amen. Rabbi Noi Roy is Choyuk. Is that not? Loi Namro Parsha Zu, and the Keneged Turu Targumachal. This Parsha is said as a response to the sort of complaint, the grumble of Am Yisrael. If you'll say, Shenema Va Marto Simba Lai Melech. If you'll say, I will appoint a king, you may appoint a king. If you come with a sort of Tiger with a sort of tevia. You want to have a king, so we'll let you have a king. It's not a bit.
So it's only on the first point or
only? No, it's only on the first point.
Only.
No, the other things are surely missing. But this is not. And then we're going to see that Rabbi Yossi agrees with the first opinion, with the opinion of Rabbi Huda, that there is a mitzvah. Shalosh mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael b'kinusos la'aretz, l'hamid lohem melech, u'lahakarit darish al amolek. The Lino is Lahem Beit HaBachir, these three mitzvahs. And in fact, it's interesting, the Gemara continues, Eni Yodeh, Eivin, and Tchila, I would not have known which one is first. And the Gemara continues with a whole set of drushes, which teaches us, actually, that these three mitzvahs are connected and they have a precise order. First, they're pointing with the king, then getting rid of the Amalek, then the building of Beit HaMikdash. So here we have it, Machloket Tanoim, whether or not there is a mitzvah to appoint a king, or it's simply a type of reshut, in the circumstance where Am Yisrael will ask for it, then it is permitted. How do we pass it? So the very first Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, the very first halacha, Shalosh mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael b'sha'as k'nitzos la'aretz. The words of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi, there are three mitzvahs, three commands, three mitzvahs, that we have to do when we come into Eretz Yisrael. Limnos lahem melech, to appoint a king, shenema soim tos malach ha-melech, lachar zari shel ha-molech, shenema simchet zeh ha-molech, limnos beit ha-bechir, and to build the Beit HaMikdash. So the Rambam rules in accordance with the opinion that indeed it is a mitzvah. So what I'd like to take a little look at today, having said that it's a mitzvah, is the event that took place at the appointing of the first king in Am Yisrael, Shaul HaMelech. Let's take a little look at the psukim over there, and we'll see something quite surprising. doesn't seem to have been what we're going to see basically is it doesn't seem to be considered so praiseworthy, and the Novi Shmuel and the Kodesh both seem to be very critical of the request to ask for a king. So let's take a look at that Indian a little bit, and what is this all about? If indeed it's a mitzvah, so what is the great criticism of it? Let's first look at the Tzukim in Shmuel. By its comes to call Victor Yisrael, there's a certain phase in the life of Shmuel and Ovi. All of Victor Yisrael get together. By Ahoyu el Shmuel or Ramah. And they come to Shmuel in Ramah, which is where Shmuel was. By Yogur Elah, they say to him, hey, let's see what's going on over here. I thought you've got come. You have already become old. You were there for the whole time of Israel. And your sons are not deemed them to be worthy successors. Your sons don't go your way. He's the Canaan of Am Yisrael. Speak to Shmuel.
He has
sons who are not. There's sons who are criticized by Chazal. It's definitely begin there what we would call the Chatoyim of the Gedolei Odom. We don't understand fully what their head was, but whatever it was, that's not today's discussion. No, not with Israel. Chakos, they're not in the parasha. So I thought, now, Simon on the matter. Appoint for us a king, Meshach Pedu for Polagoy. To judge us like all the goy. Vayera Hadov of Eini Shmuel. And it was very bad. Shmuel was very upset about it. Kasha Omruk, no on the matter, Meshach Pedu, by his father Shmuel and Hashem. Vayera Hashem and Shmuel, Shema Pekolahom, the Chodesh Yemu and Hashem. Hashem said, we should listen to them. But, he says, you have to appreciate that it's not you who they have despised, who they have put down, who they have ridiculed, and it is a rejection of me. Yes, very strong. I understand, nevertheless, why Hashem did say to appoint the king. But, the one of the Prophet also criticizes this move and puts it as being a rejection of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, most badly, if indeed it's a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah, so very good. On the contrary, we should say, driven by Dinah, Shreya, well done. Mitzvah for point of manner, let's go ahead without time.
They don't see it, they
think you're all at least. Oh, so let's take a little look at that. That's exactly the next point, because in fact, Chazal asked this question. Now, in two places.
Listen to them and do what they say, even though I'm not happy with what they do.
Yeah, that's another one that's got me, you're right. It's like saying, but we do find occasions like that. It might be a type of like, yeah. Or,
can I come in?
Right, so we find cases like that where we leave the Bechira Be'enei. Yeah, you know, it might be that. This is some of the Polish who say this type of idea that. One, I mean, so I ask for, when we basically come to the idea that there are two types of kings, etc. When they ask for this type of king, which was the wrong type of king, and they ask for it, and they use it as a necessary part of life, etc. So, Kodrov wanted to teach them the limits of that we will see eventually where this type of king leads you. And eventually, the story of the history of Amitra, the kings brought them to all sorts of bad things. Okay. It's a little bit on the side. But the writer, Chazal actually asked this question. The warrior Sanhedrin asked this question in the Kurish. Tanya, the Beliezer, the warrior says, the letter says, the Canaan Shibazor, Kahoyge Shah. The Canaan, when they came originally with their request to Shmuel, they asked correctly, it was in place. It was in place, their request, Shenema. Not on the merit of Shoftim. And the Gemara just puts the sort of opening part of the problem. Give us a merit of Shoftim. It doesn't quote what we just read now, the king of those who took him. Give us the king of Shoftim who could call our blessing. They ask for a king to not on the merit of Shoftim. Everyone continues, but you're going to see. Ami Ha'aret Shevaim, but the Ami Ha'aret killed him. They ruined him. Shenema. Because it says a later prophet, which we didn't yet quote, further down in the discussion between the people and Shmuel, well, you know, Gabal Nachlu Kokol Agoyim, and we too will be Kokol Agoyim, the Shoftenu Malkein of the Yachtel Lefomeh. The Gemara seems to point at the fact that there was a request to have a king to chol ha'goyim, and that's where the chet lay. And in fact, the Gemara says that the king who originally asked for this did not ask for a king to chol ha'goyim, only the Amei Haaretz, and that's where the chet lay. The difficulty with this is that, as was already pointed out, that already in the very opening words of the Zakenim, it does say that they are Kachol HaGoyim. That's problem number one. But I would say, far more baffling is that if you will take a look at the Pasuk in the Torah itself, what are the words of the Pasuk? The Pasuk we started with halfway through. For Marco, Osima Alai Mehet, Kachol HaGoyim Asher Zivosai. The Pasuk says, hopefully, Kachol HaGoyim. Now, whatever it means, it doesn't sound like a terribly good thing, actually, to ask for a king, Kachol HaGoyim. But whatever it means, the Pasuk itself says Kachol HaGoyim. So what's the great criticism? It's quite mind-boggling. Now, as we said, this question of what exactly went wrong in the days of Shmuel and Lavi is asked by Chazal in two places. We've said one place where the Gemara seems to point to this idea of Kachol HaGoyim. Now there's a second place, which is the Sifri, the Medrash Sifri, over here on our parasha, also in a successful painting, where Rabbi Yehuda himself, Rabbi Yehuda, he was the one who we started with at the beginning, who said that there is a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda himself asked for Kasha. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Va'aloi mitzvah min ha-Torah v'ishel lo'embet. Ask Rabbi Yehuda, I submit to Minat Torah to request the king. Shenela soy tosim alecho melech. Lama men should be made Shmuel. So why in the days of Shmuel were they punished? After the Gemara, you know why? After the Sifri, lefi shehikdimu al yomim. Because hikdimu al yomim. What is hikdimu al yomim? Hakdim. They ask too early. Lefi shehikdimu al yomim. Because they ask too early. And what is the meaning of too early? What sort of text is this? They are too early. First of all, what was too early about it? A. And B. Doesn't seem like such a terrible case. It was too early. It was too early. Now, 5 minutes early, it doesn't change the whole essence of what's going on. So it's a bit early. So it's a bit early. So on. So first of all, I'd like to share with you an idea that is basically based on the writings of Rav Shimshon Rafal Hish, is a very most beautiful idea. So first of all, what is Poshup Shah? What does it mean it was too early? In what sense was it too early? So he said that if we'll take a closer look at these halakhas, we said till now that the actual writings of Rav Hershon on the sheet. The Maran Makodis, he quotes and based himself on that on the sheet. These three mitzvahs, which we said at the beginning, our mitzvahs which we're obliged to do, b'kenisat al-lahari. Those are the words of the Gemara, the words of the Rambam, b'kenisat al-lahari. Then it will take a little closer look. Actually not so precise that it was b'kenisat al-lahari. Rashi explains it out over there, and also say it out of the Kodesh and Chazal, that the Kudu perceived Yerusha of Yeshiva, says Rashi, in these three mitzvahs, the appointing of the king, destroying a Amalek and building a Beit HaMikdash, there is a particular time given. The time is after Yerusha of the Yeshiva. After we have already conquered all of the Shiva Omos, we've got rid of the people who we're supposed to get rid of. They're gone, they're destroyed, and Am Yisrael are entirely settled in their place. Then you appoint the Melech. As it's clear, the actual process, we just pay attention to the wording of the process. When you'll come to the land, Asher Hashem Elokeach has loitzim lo, v'yirishta v'yashavta bo, and you inherit it, and you settle it. Then you appoint this king. So that says Rav Hirsch, that is Poshup Pshat in what it means when it says in the Sifri that it was too early. Too early means that when it came to the days of Shmuel, I know anybody who has a little knowledge of Lavi will know that Am Yisrael did not fully destroy all the Umayyad Ka'ilam who were settled there and destroyed the other supposed to destroy. So this stage has not yet been 100% complete. Yerusha the Yeshiva never came to its full time. They haven't yet completed, they haven't yet reached this time, of Yerusha the Yeshiva. I said they're finished. So what does that make such a big difference?
Didn't we say before the order of the dreams, what was the order first?
So appoint a king, the Hachrit Zera Amalek, and Libni Zera
Amalek. Right, so I mean,
Zera Amalek,
that's not pointing.
Right, so Amalek is an exception to this. In fact, Amalek don't live in Eretz Yisrael, necessarily. They're not one of the Umas of the Horus. So there's no reason to destroy Amalek.
The
Yeshiva Umas is Amalek.
Before
the Amalek, you have to get rid of the Yeshiva Umas, the Nani, the Prizi, all those people who were settled in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah to get rid of them. And this has to be fulfilled before.
You cannot use the
team
to get
them. Oh, that's exactly what we want to come to. And that is the most striking and surprising point. You would think, where do you most want a king? For a battle, for war. If we look around at the history of the Umar Ta'ilam, when do you most need the king? You need the king at a time of war. He is able to. So his centrality and his power, so he encompasses under him all the resources of the entire nation with his power and prestige. He leads them out to war and controls, and off he goes. So the time when you need a king most is when you go out to war. And in fact, the Gemara in Kiddushin points this out as being a particular Kiddush of this halacha over here. We discuss it with certain shrichos, why we're told over here and we're told over there. The Gemara says it's a particular chiddush over here that this mitzvah is after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. The Gemara says it's the second bottom thing on the sheet. Hava Amina Melech the Darko Yisvoish La'alpha. I could have thought that a Melech needs to be right away because a Melech is Darko Yisvoish and the bottom teaches us that no, it's not. So says Rafish, this point. Now we come back to what we said, it was too early. It isn't just too early, it was too early. But too early, that also, not just, it's a little bit too early, it's not just a problem of time, 5 minutes early. It gives the king an entire different making. Says Rav Hirsch, from the very fact that we are commanded to appoint his king after Yerusha the Yeshiva, that is supposed to awaken us that it appears that the tafkid of a king in Am Yisrael is entirely different than the tafkid of a king of the Umar Ta'ala. And with the book that he says, this really will open our eyes to an understanding of what is the purpose of monarchy in Am Yisrael and why we are filled with tunnel for mountains based on it. Just the following idea. He says, on the one hand, we have to say that it's different. On the other hand, the bottom does say it's Chol HaGoyim. He says there's two types of Chol HaGoyim. There is the external form, the physical form of Melucha. As in Melucha, we give the king a tremendous amount of power, of prestige, of importance. And because he has all this power and prestige, and everybody looks up to him, and he's able to control everything, he is able to lead the nation in whatever points of their life, whatever areas are of focal importance to that nation. So when it comes to Lomo Koylom, the thing that's surely most important to a nation generally is their power vis-à-vis their neighbours around them. It's probably the most focal thing. So that becomes the tafkid of the Melech. In Am Yisrael, it is Kechol HaGoyim, but it's not Kechol HaGoyim. Because when we appoint the king, on the one hand it's Kechol HaGoyim. We give him the same power and prestige and position of importance in the hierarchy of Am Yisrael of the nation, in order that he too can further the interests and the nekudas, the ideas that are most important and most central to Am Yisrael. And that's where the difference begins. What points, what things, what ideals are most important to Am Yisrael? Not solid physical power or control over the nations around us, etc., etc. But in order to further the Ruach HaTorah and the Kiyum HaTorah amongst Am Yisrael. Imagine, this might sound a little rough, but imagine if the God of Ador would also have the prestige and the power of a Melech of of those times. Imagine what a pedestal that will give him, what a footstool that will give him to spread Kiyum HaTorah amongst Am Yisrael. The whole of Am Yisrael would look very, very different. The Zechariah Rish, that is what is meant by Ikdimu Al Yodam. By Ikdimu Al Yodam, by asking for the king early, wasn't just early, it changes the whole nature of what the monarchy is all about. And when they asked for the king too early, before they had conquered all the nations around us, in fact it's almost open in the psukim in the Navi, that they wanted the king to help them conquer the nations around them. That the Baal was not intended to be the tachlis of the monarchy in Amisra. And now we can understand what also the other sort in Khazar. Not only that they asked too early, but he said they criticized them because they asked for Kachol HaGoyim. Because the Ah in Pasuk in the Torah also says Kachol HaGoyim. The answer is that it's a different type of Kachol HaGoyim. Yes, we are supposed to have a king, Kachol HaGoyim, with the same prestige and importance that one gives to a king, like the Goyim give to their king. But not Kachol HaGoyim that it is to achieve the same goal, Chalila, that the Goyim want to achieve with their king. We want our king to achieve for us a different type of goal, to achieve the key material of all Am Yisrael. And I think with this, it's so beautifully understood how much we're in this palace, the last place of the world. Some sometimes sort of wonder about it. So we want to go over, we want to make something that's so central about the last place of the world. I think that's also part of Shat, I think, in the words that we say in the Tefillah of Yom Yerushalayim, where he says, Michas Karen and Zobidat, therefore, but Arichas Ner Levin Yishai Yeshika. We ask that the Shmorku should arrange, should lay out a Ner for Benisha Meshika. Why is Benisha Meshitekel, why is he equated, put together with a net? Because that is how it indeed is happening. It's happening to be like a net. But who stands in front and lights the way for all of Am Yisrael, may indeed be the heir of your name. Okay.